Verner says that he's, you know, looking forward to the challenge if he gets to line up against Andre Johnson. You know, are you looking forward to that challenge considering how they move him around as well?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, each week, you know, there's going to be a challenge. Last week it was Calvin Johnson. This week is Andre Johnson. So it's tough as a cornerback. So you definitely relish that opportunity, though, to go against one of the best wide receivers in the league. So you definitely want that challenge and want to step up and face it on Sunday.
Anybody on this team that's going to get under Andre's skin enough to make him start swinging away?
I don't know. Hopefully we can stay away from any brawls out there and just go out there and play tough football.
The challenge, though, you can't focus on him so much that you don't, you know, you lose track of Arian Foster and Tate.
Yeah, definitely. Last week we were able to do a lot of double teams on Calvin Johnson and try to take him out of the offense because a lot of it evolved around him. And you get to this week, you talk about a team that has Arian Foster in the backfield along with Ben Tate, and they do a lot of runs and a lot of misdirections and boots. So you definitely can't just focus on Andre Johnson because their offense as a whole is a very tough one.
What requires more discipline, the cutback run or the play action?
Both of those, the key is discipline, especially with your eyes. You got to make sure when a man-to-man, you keep your eyes on your man and you're staying with him no matter what. And if we're in zone, you got to have zone discipline. Know that you don't need to be chasing a play all the way on the other side of the field.
Don't candy coat it. How happy are you that the replacement refs are out of here?
It's definitely nice to see the original referees. I mean, you start to develop a relationship with those guys. They've been working the games for so many years, and when you look at their resume, they have so many years of experience. So there's really no situation that surprises them or catches them off guard. So it'll be good to see them in action tonight.
How will life change for you compared to the way it has been for the first three games?
I guess we'll see. A lot of people have talked about the way the game's been called. DBs have been able to do more and such and such. But, you know, each game is different. Some games you may feel that way, and then there's going to be other games where you feel like you couldn't do anything. So I think each game is different. They all take on their own mentality.
Does the way that the replacement guys struggle to kind of remind everybody, you know, hey, the officials have kind of a pretty hard job?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think them being out and went on in the NFL kind of proved their worth to us. And you gain an all-new appreciation for them. So happy to have them back. And I know they're happy to be out there. Hopefully there's no pulled hamstrings or anything that goes on tonight with them getting back to work.
Hey, I got in late on the Johnson stuff. I mean, Cortland got, for the most part, all those years, the responsibility of him.
Mm-hmm.
How much do you look forward to kind of getting a crack at Andre now?
You definitely look forward to that. He's one of the best wide receivers in this game, and he's been doing it for years. So the opportunity as a young corner to kind of measure yourself and go up against a wide receiver of that caliber, that's what we practice every day hard for. So you want to go out there and just make sure every play you're competing against him.
I think Andre Johnson will have your hands full, but what can the DBs do to help support the run game? Because obviously they can run and throw.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be important for us to come up and make tackles. Most importantly, eye discipline. If it's a run play and your guy's blocking, then go ahead and fit a gap that's needed. But if not, you got to make sure play action and stuff, you stay deep. But we're definitely going to need our DBs to come up and make tackles and stop those big games.